Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's 25 past midnight on the 8th of May 2013, and I thought I would just check in and record a quick boo just to say hello. I'm finally up to date with everyone else's boos. What with the bank holiday weekend, I've managed to get 4 or 5 days behind, but I've been keeping up to date. And I just thought that I'd record a quick boo just to say hello and just update. In the background, you might be able to hear the rope from a flagpole. The flag's blowing in the wind, and so is the rope. I'm not sure if there's a technical name for the rope that you raise the flag with. Nothing interesting, really. It's just the company flag where I work. I've just had a great weekend. Thankfully, my days off, my four-on-four off schedule, coincided with the bank holiday weekend. So I've had Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday off. And I've had a great 4 days. My birthday was Friday. I think I mentioned it actually in the last boo that I'm now 30. Oh dear. No longer in my 20s, but it's not a problem. Keep telling yourself that. It's not a problem. We had a great weekend in Dorset, and it was a last-minute thing. My girlfriend booked it on Thursday evening, I think, and then surprised me with it on my birthday. She's amazing, and she always thinks of really nice things, and I'd be lost without her, I really would. And it, like I say, it was a great weekend. We stayed down in Weymouth and did a quick tour of the Jurassic Coast there in South Dorset, and it really is a beautiful area. I had a great time spent with my daughter, my girlfriend, and our friends came with us as well, and it was all good. But now I'm back to work, and reality is back. I can't really seem to get going tonight. I'm sure people will agree that when you go on holiday, or even if it's only for a few days, you get out of the regular routine, and it's a good thing. But it takes a few hours, or probably a few days or a few nights, because I'm working the night shift. It's going to take a few nights to get back into the swing of things. But I really enjoyed it. The fort at Weymouth, Noth Fort, I quite enjoyed that, learning about the history there. And also we visited Lulworth Cove and Durdledore. Absolutely stunning places. Some of the most picturesque and scenic places I've been to in the UK. I would highly recommend those places. Very famous, obviously. I'm assuming that quite a lot of people will have heard of that, but it's just beautiful coastline and crystal clear seas, and I must go back there and spend some more time there. The reason why I've not really booed that much is just I seem to have lost my boo voice. Lost my voice and lost the want to say things, and it's not really audio boo as such, really. I've been like it across my social networks ever since coming back from the Pennine Way. I've not really booed about that. I know Chris has, Pilgrim Chris, and it's been quite hard, really. I'll be bluntly honest, I was absolutely gutted when we came home. I think Chris, by listening to his boos, he had a few weeks there where he was feeling quite down. And I've been going through the exact same things. And it's only really been this last weekend where I've really started to deal with why I'm feeling down about it. And the place where it triggered me thinking about it was the Southwest Coast Path was right next to where we were camping. The Southwest Coast Path is another national trail, as is the Pennine Way. It's a national trail, and it just got me thinking. I felt really gutted that we came home, but I made note in my mind during the final few hours of the trip that I knew it was definitely the right thing to do. Definitely the right thing to come home. It would have been foolish to carry on. I personally could have done myself some serious long-lasting damage if I'd have carried on walking with my Achilles tendons worsening. It could have it could have done me some damage. But I knew that I was going to feel that as I was sat waiting for my brother to come and give us a lift home. I knew that after a few days rest the ankles for a week or so, I'd be totally fine again. And I'd think to myself, well, why didn't I carry on? So I made note in my mind as I was walking the last few miles that we did, I made a note in my mind that it will not get better unless I stop. And we could not stop. We could not afford days off. There's been a lot of lessons learned from the trip. And don't get me wrong, the 7 or 8 days we were out were absolutely amazing. I did learn quite a lot about long distance walking and backpacking on multiple days, because the longest trips I'd done before were like, say, 4 or 5 days worth, just a quick 100 miles on the West Highland Way. And that's nothing really compared to some of the walks. I mean, I'm reading a book by a gentleman called Keith Foskett, Fozzy, his book called The Last Englishman. I'm reading that at the minute, and it's an account of his journey along the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. And I think that's around about 2,500 miles. So that is long distance backpacking. The 100 miles that I've done in the past are nothing. It's just a gentle stroll or a gentle warm-up for chaps like Keith Foskett and Chris Townsend. But nonetheless, I mean, I couldn't afford to take months out of my life. So the Pennine Way, although it was going to be a great adventure, it was also a holiday too. That was my holiday for the year. And obviously, because we came home, I didn't want to be sat at home thinking, oh, should I go back? Should I have carried on? So I just went back to work. So I had no choice then. I had no time to think of it. I was back at work and my mind was off it. So this last weekend that we've had away, and a bit of nice time to relax in the sunshine and at the beach and with my family and my friends, it was a good time to reflect on the Pennine Way and deal with some of the emotions that I'd got running around in my head, but not really organise them and put them into perspective. And in the last few weeks, I've still got blog posts to finish, I've still got videos to edit, I've still got pictures to look at. I've downloaded all these images and videos from my phone and my camera, but I've not looked at them yet, simply because I couldn't face it, because I knew I'd got these demons in my mind about coming home early. And I was talking with Chris, and maybe it was a failing in me. I was thinking, oh, well, because I'm not sure if you followed it, but I was uploading video updates daily, and I felt a bit bad that I was giving in and letting people down. But then Chris said, who are you doing it for? I'm doing it for me. So, yeah. We stopped for the right reasons, and we've had I've had some great messages of support from people, and it's only really these last few days where I've had time to really think about what it means. This was supposed to be a quick boo. Isn't it always the way that you get on a tangent or get talking about something and it ends up being an almost a 10-minute boo? One of the boos that really caught my ears this evening was one by Ian Cath, and I think it was the What Is thread. But there was a line that Ian used, and he said that being stuck in a rut is like being in a grave or a coffin with the ends kicked off. And that's got me thinking. Time for a change in some way or another. Not home life, that's fine. Not attitude, but I think career and that sort of direction needs a change, because I don't want to be stuck in a rut. Okay, iPhone is now flashing at me. 7 seconds to go. I can't believe I've reached the maximum. Okay, thanks for listening to my dronings and moanings. Bye for now.